Attorneys for Robert Moore gained a victory Tuesday in his upcoming trial for the presumed murder of a Smith Township teen. Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney ruled the prosecution may not use so-called prior acts evidence in the trial of the 55-year-old Alliance man. The evidence was allowed at the first trial in 2022. Moore was found not guilty of aggravated murder in the June 2009 disappearance of 17-year-old Glenna White. Sweeney declared a mistrial after jurors were unable to agree on a lesser charge of murder. Several mistrials and continuances followed. A man is headed to prison for a stabbing in Alliance. 33-year-old Jimmy Stafford of Marlborough Township was sentenced Tuesday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath to 4 to 6 years behind bars. He was found guilty at a July bench trial of charges of aggravated burglary, felonious assault, breaking and entering, and domestic violence. The burglary and assault charges included repeat violent offender specifications. Stafford was acquitted of attempted murder and felonious assault. Police said he broke into a North Lincoln Avenue home in September 2024 and stabbed a resident in the neck with scissors. The victim suffered serious injuries. A 17-year-old killed in a Summit County crash early Sunday has been identified. The Highway Patrol says a southbound car on Arlington Road in Green around 2 a.m. went off the road, hit a ditch, and overturned several times. The Summit County Medical Examiner's Office says Dylan Chanel of Green was pronounced dead at Akron City Hospital. The patrol says alcohol appeared to be a factor in the wreck, which remains under investigation. Chanel was not wearing a seatbelt. No one else was in the vehicle. The founder of Project Rebuild has died. Carolyn Hess was 85. She founded the Canton-based job training and education program for young adults in 1999. Hess also was a former executive director. Project Rebuild says the program opened doors for hundreds of young people through education, vocational training, and leadership development. Calling hours will be held Tuesday from 3 to 5 at Christ Presbyterian Church in Canton. So-called smart buses will be used by SARTA. The Transit Authority unveiled the vehicles Tuesday. Two will be in its fleet next year and will come with collision avoidance technology from Perrone Robotics of Virginia. The technology uses laser pulses known as LIDAR, or light detection and ranging, advanced radar, cameras, and sensors to alert bus drivers of dangerous situations, similar to technology used in semi-autonomous vehicles. A driver is always on board and can override the system. The cost is covered by a $2 million grant from the Department of Transportation. The Western Reserve Transit Authority will also have two of the buses. Training will take place before the vehicles are put on the roadways. A Mogador man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison on child pornography charges. 23-year-old Adam Klein was handed the punishment by federal judge Bridget Meehan Brennan. He pleaded guilty in May to receipt and distribution of visual depictions of minors in sexually explicit conduct and possession of child pornography. Klein also was given 15 years probation, ordered to pay a fine, and $3,000 restitution to a victim. From January to May 2024, he distributed computer files containing visual depictions of real minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. Federal agents found several accounts on social media where Klein shared the material. A second lawsuit has been filed against Ursuline High School. It follows a separate federal civil rights suit brought against the school and its football program for alleged hazing and sexual assault. The new suit, which also names the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown, accuses a member of the football team of assaulting, sexually harassing, stalking, and menacing a female student. The alleged conduct began in June 2023. He is accused of repeatedly soliciting nude photos from the victim who blocked him on social media. The suit alleges the player later chased her down, picked her up, and dropped her on the ground twice and dragged her across turf, causing serious injuries. The girl reportedly told her mother, who contacted the assistant principal and athletic director. They're accused of failing to report the incident to police or children's services. The assistant principal allegedly told the mother to not file a police report and said the school would handle it. The girl reportedly faced continued harassment by the player for 2 years. Meanwhile, the Warren Harding High School football team will not play Ursuline September 19th. Warren Superintendent Steve Chiaro cited recent allegations against Ursuline's football program and the related federal lawsuits in announcing the decision today. An investigation is underway involving a teacher in the Youngstown City School District. WKBN-TV reports a report was filed with Youngstown Police concerning the incident. The teacher has reportedly been with the district since 2002. They are on paid leave during the investigation. No other information was available. It's off to prison for a man who shot at a car in Youngstown. 22-year-old Isaac Bethel was sentenced today by Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio to 6 to 7.5 years. He pleaded guilty last month to charges of felonious assault and improper discharge of a firearm at or into a habitation. On February 26th, Bethel shot at a vehicle in a driveway on Hudson Avenue on the city's south side. A man and his daughter were in the car. The man was cut by flying glass. No one else was hurt. Bethel must also pay $12,000 restitution for the victim's medical expenses. A man convicted of a 1995 murder in Trumbull County will not be getting out of prison early. Parole was denied for 49-year-old Charles Perry. He is serving a life sentence on charges of aggravated murder and attempted murder. Perry was found guilty of killing Sherry Reed and trying to kill her fiancé, Pete Morello. The Trumbull County Prosecutor's Office says Perry shot Reed after Reed refused to pay for a crack rock Perry had given him. Morello was shot multiple times but survived. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.